as
God
intended.
Let's go.
One of the fun things about being me, everybody, of course, you're on with Dr. H on Looking for Healing Radio here on the America Out Loud Talk Radio Network. I like to jump in, you know. One of the fun things about being me, you know, one of the benefits, one of the advantages is I have so many of you out there now listening and sending me really cool information in a lot of cases. Just in the last week, I've gotten some great information on, and a good conversation. Not that I agreed with all of it, but that's not a prerequisite, you know, for good conversation. You know, something that stimulates thought and critical thinking to me is really wonderful, even if it just forces me to really dig in and prove what I'm finding, you know, on a deeper level and really confirm it. So I want to give a big shout out to Vin, who was so kind to send some information about grounding and, you know, of course, some of his concerns as a person who's very electrosensitive, you know, and making sure we're being very mindful of these unique scenarios we all live within, that there are situations that, you know, one size doesn't always fit all. You know, maybe we have to have some special accommodations, you know, for people. I think that's incredibly reasonable. So got some great information on grounding and earthing that really helped me confirm in a new way what we're about to share with you today and what we're about to share with you in a video series I'm shooting. Oh, my goodness, folks, I'm shooting about 30, 40 videos in a couple of days. Just going to show you all the testing methodologies, how I've done and gotten to these conclusions on what safe cell phone usage looks like. Why are we turning our routers off at night? Why are we unplugging our microwaves? Why are we not standing in front of smart meters? Why shielding devices, by and large, that we've tested thus far don't work? Why grounding and earthing is the right path? You know, we're really blessed, you know, because we have people that want to help us refine our understanding. So we get a lot of information that comes in. Got some more information that came in just a few minutes ago about a specific device that looks very interesting. So I'm hoping to get some more and read about it a little bit more. Been doing a lot of work myself personally, reading works from the early 1900s, just finished The Secret of Life by Lakovsky. We're gonna actually quote George Lakovsky. He had an insight in the early 1900s that is on par with what I've independently kind of been working on, and along with the research team at Healing for the Ages research team and our artist cellular healing research team and everybody kind of working together. We've been working on this for months. And it's really nice when you've worked on something and through your research, you come to a point of view and independent conclusion. And then you see other authors, you know, who had come to those points, those same points, either at the same time or long before you, you know, like we're all seeing the same phenomenon. It just helps reinforce that you're on the right path, you know, that you're being divinely guided and you're on the path. And then every now and then we get some fun stuff. We get some fun stuff, you know, some memes and things that crack you up, you know. One of my dear friends, Alex, you know, sent me some stuff. We started working together in 2020, you know, doing everything we can. She was with Children's Health Defense at the time. We were doing everything we can to educate the public on the necessity of not being afraid and not giving in to fear of this invisible unknown boogeyman. Here's the data that shows that, you know, kids are safe in school and we don't need them to be wearing masks, and, you know, and we certainly don't need them to be authorized to get these shots. You know, we were fighting that good fight in 2020. So she sent me something that just had me cracking up on Friday. You know, she sent something to me, and Dr. James Lyons Weiler, you know, and Dr. Jack always has some fucking crazy to say. So, you know, it just it's some cool stuff, you know. And I think what it does is it paints a picture where, you know, all the people, most, I shouldn't say all, but most of the people who are fighting for the right reasons, you know, out there. There are a lot of people that you can trust. And with you, you know, when you realize that we're all in this together, you know what I mean? That this isn't about hero ball, this isn't about, you know, taking credit or anything. This is about all of us really learning for the first time how to be a family together, work together for the preservation of life itself and for all of us, you know, within it. It's a truly special experience when you give yourself the opportunity to see the good within all the darkness, because it's still there. And then, of course, we can't ignore the darkness. And it's in your face. I mean, from Super Bowl performances year after year that are just demonic. I mean, look like some kind of weird ceremony going on, to, you know, realizing that there are Satan after school care programs popping up throughout the country in our public school system, which is just ridiculous that there's this push to establish Luciferianism and Satanism as the same, with under the same protections of religious freedom. Like, give me a break, you know, come on, that's not religion. Religion is about love, you know, as it should be. Anything that's not talking about love, and especially that's talking about this kind of crazy stuff, needs to go bye-bye. But then it crops up, this darkness in evil places, and in obvious places, I should say, and this evil crops up. And so last week, somebody sent me this thing on liquid death. I was like, what is this? You know, and I was like, I think I've recognized that writing and stuff, you know. But Liquid Death is a water company, believe it or not. It's a water company. Now they have other product lines, but basically they're a canned water company, and one of their taglines is "Murder your thirst." Like, this is so stupid that you're just kind of like, "Are you kidding me?" Like, it looks like something that Babylon B has written. You know what I mean? A parody, you know, of a sign of the times, a sign of how stupid the times are. But this is a real company. It's a real company that's valued at 1.4 $4 billion. And the thing that is so crazy about this is that when you go to the website and you start looking around, there's a way for you to legally sell your soul. You can legally sell your soul to this company. Like, what? No, I don't want my kid going to Satan's after school care. No, I'm gonna laugh at the stupidity of it. No, I don't want to drink your liquid death water. I'm not interested in murdering my thirst. That's absurd, right? I would love to see Masaru Emoto's work on a can of liquid death and what was actually coming out there. I might purchase one, folks, just so I can see what's going on under the microscope. So they have quantum dots and other things, you know, in there. It would not surprise me whatsoever. But this notion that you can sell your soul literally to the devil at this company legally, like, how is that even legal? And that they claim that over 225,000 people have already done it. And you look at these people and you go, wait a minute, you think this is a joke? You think this is some stupid little thing? Folks, this ain't no joke. You see, that's that key tenet of Luciferianism. They can't forcibly take dominion over you spiritually. You have to surrender and give them dominion over you. And that's when you're signing a contract like this or going along with something that they've told you could kill you and you do it anyway. I mean, that's essentially what you're doing. You're giving dominion. It's not an accident. Our voting machines are titled Dominion. I mean, come on, folks. They're in your face with this now. So we're going to laugh back at them. I hope you'll join me right now in a big laugh at the stupidity, the absurdity of this, the intellectual, not dishonesty, but just offensiveness of this. Right? I'm going to laugh at you. This is the dumbest thing in the world. You put out, I don't know if you saw the episode of Seinfeld where they were merging two water companies and the company name was going to be like Moland Springs or something like that. And, and Elaine was like, Moland. And they were like, we got to do something about that name, and everything. You would think Liquid Death would be a non-starter. I could understand Liquid Death for like an alcoholic beverage or something like that. Like, wow, that's going to get you wasted, right? I can understand that. But Liquid Death for water, for the exact thing that provides life. You want life, you need light, sunlight, and you need water. You need those two ingredients. There's other things, sure, but without those two ingredients, it ain't happening. It just ain't happening. Liquid Death. So anyway, I just wanted to shout out. We have to start having adult conversations. You know me. We have to start having these adult conversations. And we have to start talking about this because this is what our kids are getting exposed to. Of course, what's their target market? Their target market is the same target market as Red Bull. Their target market is going to be parties, putting on shows, being invited to hedonistic parties. Their whole target market are young people, and of course they're in convenience stores all over the place and everything like that. So where are the kids that are, going in and you go into the convenience store and they're like, oh, I want to get that can of water. And it actually looks like I'm getting a little beer or something like that, because that's their design. It's water. Yeah. The things that we talk about now, things we talk about. You just kind of sometimes, I think, just take a step back and laugh at the absurdity of it. And it's not to keep from crying, it's to maintain that love, logic, and light that lives within you. Like, this is stupid on its face. And no, I won't be participating in at all. And anyone who's dumb enough to participate in it, then you know what? There is a real thing that you are beyond help and hope. And okay, I can accept that because I believe in free will. And I believe in grace. Grace is the understanding that people have the right to exercise their free will, even if the exercising of that free will means leads them into mistakes. I made plenty of mistakes, but I'll tell you one that I won't be making is drinking one drop of Liquid Death from a can ever. I hope you feel the same way. Today, we're going to continue this conversation we're having about EMFs. Last show, I think we did it on Energetic Health Radio. We were talking about healthy phone habits and breaking this addiction we have to our phones. One of the things that became very apparent to me over the last 2 years is that I would not even leave a room in my own house with nobody around without carrying my phone with me. That's an addiction. Phone would be in on the table, maybe, I'd get up, be like, oh, I'd leave the room. Oh, I got to go back and get the phone. Why? Why? Why do you have to go back and get the phone? But I would go and do it, addicted to it. Now I've broken that addiction. I'm very proud of that now. But I've broken that addiction based upon the testing and the research we were doing, showing what was actually emitting off the phones and explaining to me firsthand why my hand was tingling when I'm holding my phone. What I didn't know was astounding to me, and it completely changed my behaviors. So these are some questions I want to ask you right now as we start setting up a move, not to talk about the phones, but to get into earthing, grounding, and especially today's topic, which is super positive, the exact opposite of liquid death. We're going to be talking about grounding sleep systems today and how you can start setting yourself up for the best sleeps you've ever had, beautiful dreams, and creating, for all intents and purposes, a cocoon for your body to heal in while you are in contact with this grounding sleep system. So some things that I threw out some questions for you. Do you sleep grounded at night? Yes or no? A couple months ago, for me, it was no. I'll tell you for the rest of my life, it'll be yes. Do you earth for at least 30 minutes a day? I can tell you a few months ago, I couldn't make that claim. But I can tell you now for the rest of my life, yes. I make sure and earth for at least 30 minutes a day. And earthing and grounding are a little different. I'll explain them after the break. Do you turn your cell phone antenna off when they aren't in use to lower your EMFs? I hope after last week's show on Energetic Health Radio about healthy habits and breaking that phone addiction that you're starting to do that, that it takes actually split seconds to turn off the antenna that aren't in use and lower your EMF fields. We're shooting some videos on that today. Do you ground your cell phone and computer when using them? Right now, my phone is helping keep time on recording this radio show, and it is turned to airplane mode. And on top of that, it is being grounded as well. You see, I don't have antenna on when I'm not needing or using them. I'm not searching the internet. I don't need my Wi-Fi antenna off. So my phone routinely now stays in airplane mode if it's even on. And I can't tell you how often I love leaving it at home. Do you make sure your cell phone stays off your body at all times? So key. And I can tell you if that phone is on my body, it is off or at an airplane mode. It is never on. The antenna are not on when it is anywhere near my body. That's how serious I am about that. I'm as serious about this phone and these healthy habits as I am about my home-brewed holy water, about my organic foods, about my meditation, about earthing, about grounding. Why? Because all of these help me stay healthy in this age of bioweapons. So we're going to take a short break. We come back, give a couple shouts out to some companies that deserve to get some shouts out. And I want to get into this grounding sleep system and share with you my story, my experience of it, in hopes that it will be yours as well. Because this is the true shield. Isn't that funny? The shielding from EMFs doesn't work, but earthing and grounding does. So how interesting that the shield that actually works, Mother Earth, isn't really a shield. Yeah, I know. Confused? You won't be on the next episode of Soap. And if you're old enough to remember that show, smile, because that's when things were great. We'll be right back with more Looking Healing Radio right after these messages.
Spike proteins help viruses enter into your cells, disrupting your health and your well-being. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body of spike proteins, which allows your body to repair from within, supporting your immune and respiratory systems and regulating your inflammatory response. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
I'm so confused. I don't know what to do.
I'm afraid of going to the hospital.
My doctor tells me nutrition doesn't work.
Trust is earned. We are the Energetic Health Institute, and we want to earn your trust. Natural medicine, holistic nutrition, detoxification, fasting, cellular healing, and so much more. Remember, the best way to be free is to be healthy. So stop being a patient and start being a student at energetichealthinstitute.org.
Don't accept joint aches and stiffness as part of aging. Doctors at Advanced Nutrition Company, Healthy Cell, created joint health and mobility to support connective tissue, joint lubrication, and reduce joint irritation with curcumin, omega-3, chondroitin, glucosamine, and hyaluronic acid for joint comfort and flexibility. And Healthy Cell's not a pill, it's a gel you swallow. Get 100% drug-free joint support. Go to healthycell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. That's healthycell.com. Code out loud.
All right, healers, aloha and welcome back. Of course, we want to give a big shout out to globalhealing.com. Make sure, everybody, please, absolutely make sure you go to globalhealing.com and spend your money wisely. You're spending money on supplements all over the place. A lot of them are contaminated. Some of them are crap. Some of them are just completely ineffectual. Why not spend your money at a place that you know, number one, loves you, number two, loves medicine making, number three, is organic, and number four, goes to great lengths to ensure that the quality of the product when the raw material comes in is on par, and I mean exceptional, and equivalent to the product when it's done going through the production process. It's medicine you can feel, it's medicine you will feel, and it's something that makes you feel good about supporting a company that is turning right back around and making sure that money gets reinvested to support you and make sure that you always have an alternative out there in this sea of non-starters when it comes to supplements and things like that. Dr. Group and his team are phenomenal. And this is the exact type of business we need to keep in business. And the good part is when we keep it in business, it keeps us in business too, if you know what I'm saying. So go to globalhealing.com, put in promo code OUTLOUD, try out the ultimate cellular health inspired by yours truly, Dr. Henry Hugh. Try out the foreign protein cleanse inspired by Dr. Brian Artis, you know, dude on this show. Dr. Janice Schmidt's got a new product coming out with glucose oxidase, which drives so much wonderful things within the cell, and honey, and it tastes amazing. It's definitely the best tasting product of all of ours. And then you have great things like vitamin C and vitamin D and all the standard stuff, but you know it's at an incredibly high potency. And I love their protein powder. I love their green superfood put in the smoothies. I mean, you just can't go wrong. This is where I spend my money. This is where I hope you start spending your money. And this is where our bodies will thank us for doing that. Go to globalhealing.com, put in promo code OUTLOUD, and get yourself a little extra off. Now, next thing we got, another company we got to keep in business, the Energetic Health Institute. Stop being a patient. Start being a student. Start doing that today. All right. We have to learn how to navigate what's going on, and we have to develop skills that are going to last us for a lifetime. One of the skills that we can share with you right now is how to detox your body, detox your cells, most specifically. You know me, cells detox, bodies cleanse. Detox your cells, cleanse your body over a 28-day period that sets you up for a fast that is going to take your health and the way you feel up to an entirely new level. This is a skill set that will last you for the rest of your life, and you will get into a habit, a cleansing and fasting lifestyle habit that is going to help you avoid hospitals, avoid white coats, and feel completely free. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org. We have a class, Detox 101, starting on March 22nd, that's Friday. If you hear this on the podcast and it's within a week, we do keep enrollment open. Class is almost full. We just looked at the numbers today. We have space for a couple more students. So make sure you get in there. And if you can't get to this cycle, we offer it two more times this year. This is a key skill set for anyone interested in the healing sciences. And that's what we teach at the Energetic Health Institute, an amazing school for amazing people just like you. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org and check out our cleansing and fasting certification. You will love that you did. We just had a great meeting with Aaron and Christina and putting together the grad TAs and Wendy's on as well. There's just so much support. So as you're going through this, you might be online, but you will never feel alone. So don't let that be a deal breaker for you if you're new to online education. The way we do it, you will love it. Go to energetichealthinstitute.org. All right, folks. You know, getting into the grounding sleep system, I want to share my experiences. So the thought I've been having and where this all kind of came from was I feel like in working with people who are recovering, we were missing an opportunity, you know, and this is what drives me. You know, like I can tell you, I'm not letting this go until we've proven that we can heal the most severe people. We've proven that we can help people heal who are moderate and mildly injured by the damn shots or SARS-CoV-2. You know, we've proven that. That I have ample evidence. I just don't go out there beating my chest about it, because that's not really my goal. My goal is for all the people out there that are struggling and fighting every day to stay alive, that we prove that we can not just help them stabilize, which we have proved, that we can prove that we can take them to that next level where they can actually recover their health. And there are so many wonderful students of mine that I have met over the last couple of years, people that have such a profound influence upon me because they are good people and they work their asses off and they do in their hearts believe, you know, Adam and Minnick and Holly and Megan and Naomi and Richard and Sam and John and Josh and Sean and, you know, I Bob, and I can just keep going on and on and on. I don't want to, for privacy reasons, obviously, I can't give you their last name, but just good people that are literally trudging through hell. And my promise to all of them is that you will not take that walk by yourself, you know, and I made that promise to them early on, and I'm going to keep it. So it keeps me up at night, you know, looking at what are we missing, you know? And one of the big things that we've been dealing with for the last several years is something that we have, it's a regression effect. It's something we term the Rowland effect, affectionately named after, sadly, someone who keeps experiencing regression. He'll feel better and start feeling like, oh, things are really working. And then it'll be like he fell off a cliff. Now, for me, I've been at this 25 years working in the healing sciences, you know, using natural medicine. And in doing that, you know, you look for patterns, you know, and I'm like, the pattern is when people start feeling better, they usually keep feeling better until they reach a steady state and then kind of level off and they don't need me. And okay, come and see me when you need me. It's not a big deal. You know, that's my typical experience. I don't deal and haven't had to in my career deal with really any cases of regression until 5G came on and these damn shots came on. And that was a huge game changer, both of these two new variables, in enormous ways. And so we start with, okay, what has worked in the past? And we started with, like we said earlier, you know, and seeing the pattern of MTHFR being the thing that connected people who were most severely injured. You know what I'm saying? So you start, you know, learning about this, and you start learning about DNA and protection, and everything is very, very chemical. You know, everything in our understanding today is very, very chemical. And that's, of course, by design. So I have the great fortune of, you know, starting to feel like, are we missing an opportunity? And what's that opportunity we're missing? That feels to me like that opportunity we're missing is when people are sleeping. Because what do you start hearing? This sleep disturbances. I couldn't get to sleep. I can't get to sleep. My heart is hurting. My body is hurting. My head is swelled. I got this pressure. The ringing won't stop. I mean, these are the things that we hear. And people can't get a moment's peace when they're sleeping, if they can even get to sleep. So I'm like, God, can we create a sleep system, you know, that is going to help people get more productive sleep? So, you know, I'm working on this, and I'm, of course, researching on quantum dots. You can go back. I did a couple of episodes earlier this year on quantum dots. You can go take a look at them. I don't remember if I did them on Energetic Health Radio or Looking for Healing Radio. You're just going to have to go kind of take a look around. I'm one of the first people talking about quantum dots, and the Healing for the Ages team is the first people talking about it. The first time I hear about quantum dots is actually from Dr. Ed Group, right? He's usually ahead of everybody. You know, the guy reads so much. He's so dialed in. So we start getting into quantum dots and understanding, you know, why cleaning the water, making that home-brewed holy water that we've been teaching you how to make is so important. And you know, things start to come together. You know, we get to meet some really incredible people like Steve Ross, who starts pointing me in certain directions, not just about philosophy, but also about some of the incredible work that was going on by Dinshaw and Reif and Tesla and Lakovsky and people like that in the early 1900s. Things that have been dismissed, even though they were in use successfully around the world. Color therapy and multi-wave oscillators and Reif machines and, you know, dipulses and all these really wonderful devices you've never heard of that were really scuttled because they were actually successful in what they were doing. They were actually successful in treating cancer, in treating cancer without the use of any need for radiation or chemotherapy. You go, ah, starting to make a little bit more sense, right? Well, I'm reading through all this horse knot on quantum dots, and I do mean horse knot. It's just like you're reading it, and you're like, wow, not only is a lot of this stuff just too technical for anyone to confidently understand, you can tell the authors don't even confidently understand what they're talking about. But the things you can understand, you just wonder why there were no brakes put on this. Why did no one stop and ring the alarm for a second and go, you know what, we really need to test this more to make sure that it's completely safe before we release it. Oh, wait, that's the point. You don't want it to be safe? Yeah, let's go ahead and release it and we'll make a mint off of it in the process. You start getting it like that's the big decision all the time, right? We make money and we don't care about people who should be able, you know, we just don't care. It just sucks. But you read through this stuff and you get to a page every now and then, a phrase, a sentence, you know, a thought, an idea. And one of those ideas came when I learned about the quantum confinement effect that quantum dots create and how it requires a hole in the ground state of the quantum dot. A hole in the ground state means that, for me, well, what would happen if we filled that hole? If we actually grounded the quantum dot, what would happen? Well, if we grounded the quantum dot, the electron that it attracted and trapped would be released and be able to work within the cell structure to be able to launch a whole bunch of biochemical events. This is great. That's what it's supposed to do. Then you start reading some incredible work from Clint Ober, who, I don't know if he's read Lakovsky or not, but they're saying a lot of the same things. Of course, Clint Ober about 80 years later. But it doesn't matter when or who or first. It's that two people are independently coming to the same realization. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what it comes down to. And you start reading through Clint Ober's book, and it starts talking about, you know, the dark field microscopy and how, you know, grounding and earthing creates healthy red blood cell presentations instead of Rouleau formation, and its role in dealing potentially with EMFs. And it talks about the thermal imaging that shows reduction in inflammation for people who are grounding and earthing and all these really, really cool things. And then you go 80 years prior and you open up a book like The Secret of Life by George Lakovsky. And you read a little innocuous statement that he makes while talking about cancer clusters and what he hopes for the future, because people who are connected with Mother Earth did not show development of cancer, which is very interesting. I quote, he says, at nighttime, the sleeper might be connected. Remember, this is what he hopes. At nighttime, the sleeper might be connected with the soil by means of an appropriate earth connection. And in the daytime, footwear might be used to hold a metallic plate in the sole or the heel, thus establishing electrical contact between the foot and the soil. See, what's the whole premise here? The whole premise from Lakovsky is that the body is electric. The whole premise is that the cell can act as a capacitor and hold current. The whole premise is that ultra short waves, aka 5G, can be incredibly harmful to the cell and to the body. But that frequencies at the right wavelength can actually be quite healing. And what is the protective mechanism, the shield, if you will, that we all have access to, that we benefit from being in constant contact with, and that we don't have to fear an overdose of, a side effect, a morbid condition as a result of, that is being in contact with Mother Earth. So Clint Ober is talking about in Earthing, that wonderful book, and what Chevalier talked about from the physics standpoint in Earthing, which is beautiful. And what Lukoski is talking about 80 years before, 90 years before, are the same thing. Because truth is truth, no matter when it is spoken. And this is what gets so exciting for us. That if we stop for a second and go, you know what? I'm looking at this problem wrong. Maybe I'm missing an opportunity here. It gives us a chance to reevaluate and potentially come up with a game changer for us all. And today, I believe we've found that game changer. And we're going to share an introduction to it with you in the final second. I should say final segment. See, I can speak English too, occasionally. Right after these messages.
When God, through his grace and mercy, gave us free will of the people was to live freely. To that end, we fight for the liberty of all at a time when global tyranny threatens us as never before in mankind's history. This vision is manifest at AmericaOutloud.news, a site for all who cherish free will and freedom. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms. But left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Who's got time for a nasal invasion messing up your lifestyle? Crush those nasties before they become a problem. For a limited time, when you add the new Cofix RX Throat Spray to your order with the coupon code OUTLOUD, you'll receive 20% off the entire purchase. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop. That's AmericaOutloud.shop and use coupon code OUTLOUD.
Use Cofix RX because it works.
All right, healers, welcome back. Final segment here now. All right. Final segment here. Let's get into it. Grounding sleep system. Now, I just finished drafting a really big document. I got to get it approved with my healing homies, Dr. Artis, Dr. Group, and Dr. Schmidt, so that we can present this to you all, summation of our collective work on the 27th. So make sure you put on the calendar March 27th, which is a Wednesday, 5 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Eastern. Go to healingfortheages.com. We are going to have a live, another monthly live masterclass session. We're going to be talking finally about our guidance on 5G, everything we've learned over the last really about 4 to 6 months, testing, researching, doing everything. We're going to share it to you. Like I said, I'm shooting about 40 videos on this topic to dispel some of the nonsense that's out there being bandied about as fact. We can easily prove it. We're going to have tri-fields and multimeters and common sense. Heaven forbid we bring a little common sense to the discussion. And we're going to show you what's coming off of your phone, what's coming off of your Wi-Fi, what's coming off of your microwave, what's coming off of you when you're insulated, wearing shoes versus when you're wearing grounding shoes, when we're going to show you situationally sleep systems. We're going to show you all this stuff, healers, because I want you to really understand the depth of what you're exposed to and the importance of grounding your body at night, earthing as much as you can, and turning off, being in control of the antennas around you, whether it's your computer, whether it's your Wi-Fi, whether it's your cell phone, which is a big one, so that you start to be in control of really your EMF exposure. And that if you do, like me, work in front of a computer all day and are around electronics all day, you know exactly what you need to do periodically throughout your day to rebalance yourself. And what you need to have set up for yourself in your bedroom at night to help your body heal, to help your body create a cocoon, if you will. Of course, we're talking poetically, right? But a cocoon around you so that your body gets to live in a time period as if it was before 1935. 1935 is when we get the advent of AC, alternating current. Into our world for the first time. So you get to every night experience what it's like to have lived or at least slept before 1835. And I don't know about you, that sounds pretty exciting to me, right? Get the noise, get the chaos away. Let's let the body sleep in comfort and in order, in God's divine order. So what I first started doing was I got with Matthew Reif, who's doing a great job with Reif machines. We are going to bring you on, introduce with him, because that's one of our enhancements to a sleep system, but not a base. But it's an enhancement that has done nothing for me but provide the most wonderful dreams. I can tell you. I can tell when my Reif machine is on at night and when it's not. I can tell you because the dreams are dramatically different. And the only way I can surmise that is because of the EMF fields that I'm being exposed to are greatly different. It's like his machines create an additional cocoon around you where there's only positive energy and positive frequencies. It's very similar to, I guess, what an MWO would be, even though they are very different. It's just that the environment around you is clean, okay? But I'm thinking about the folks that I'm working with who are severely injured. And I'm like, what are their habits? A lot of them have trouble moving around. Some of them are really bedridden. What if we could do something so that their body is healing while they are spending a lot of time in their bed? What if we could do something that's healing that actually put a hole or filled up that hole in the ground state for a quantum dot? What if we could, bing, earthing? Oh, but it's cold outside. How many people are going to be able to, and some people can't get outside. Bing! What if we could bring outside inside? What if we could set up their bed in some way so that they're grounding their bodies while they're laying in bed. And then the boom happened. Wow, we can do that because thankfully people have already thought of doing that. We just need to go and check some stuff out and test it. So we went to earthing.com, which is connected, I believe, with Clint Ober, author of Earthing. And we got an elite grounding mat, elite mattress grounding mat. Now, the thing about this is you have to have skin-to-skin contact when you're talking about grounding, when you're talking about earthing. So it was like, I don't know if people are going to really want to sleep on that. The material isn't very comfortable. It's kind of like you're laying on a some kind of synthetic mat, you know what I mean? But even though it's able to conduct and be grounding, I don't know if people want to sleep on that. So what if we put a sheet, a grounding sheet on top of it? And so we put a grounding sheet on top of it. And guess what happened? Conduction. You are grounded. You're grounded. Why are we using the mat and the sheet? Because the mat is more reliable and the sheet is basically just an intermediary between your skin and that mat. You know what I'm saying? So it's that's the design of it. But what it does is it creates something that we call absolute zero when it comes to alternating current voltage. And that's the exact same experience that happens when you're earthing. See, what I did was I wanted to make something that is very abstract and quite frankly, invisible. I wanted to make it something we could test. And so what we did was we went outside and we started learning what happens to our bodies when we are earthing. What things can we measure when we are earthing? Well, I can measure my AC alternating current voltage. I can measure my DC voltage. I can measure my EMFs coming off of my body. There are things I can measure when I am earthing. And so what we did, and of course, using several devices, so what we did is we took those measurements and said, okay, this is the ideal. Earthing is the ideal. Shoes off, bare feet on the grass. This is the ideal, right? What's happening to my body when this occurs? Okay, great. Got it. Now what I want to do is go indoors with some grounding devices, some grounding mats, a grounding sleep system, grounding shoes. I want to go inside. Well, grounding shoes would be about outside, but the mats, I want to go inside and I want to see, can I recreate those same readings? Can I get to absolute zero for AC voltage? And the answer is yes, you can. The things we have tested and recommend show that you can. We're going to show that on videos. You can get to AC voltage being at absolute zero in your body. We can show that. Now that some people will say, well, that doesn't prove you're grounding. That was just an electrical potential. Look, I'm not going to here to get into an egghead war with you. All right. I'm just telling you that my job is to show what I can measure when I'm earthing and recreate those same experiences. Do these grounding devices recreate it? The answer is yes. Because the next thing that happens when we are earthing is our DC voltage goes negative, which would suggest that we're bringing electrons into our body, as suggested by Chevalier and physicists from around the world of what's happening when we're earthing, that the DC voltage is going increasingly negative until it reaches steady state in the body, until we reach full capacity. Okay, great. I can do that. I can go and be in physical contact with a grounding mat or the grounding sleep system, and I can show that the AC voltage goes to zero, and I can absolute zero, and I can show that the DC voltage goes negative, and I can confirm through multiple devices that I am indeed grounded while I'm doing it. And now that's great. I've proven that. Now what's the rub? What happens for me when I'm doing this? And I've been grounding. I've been testing out this grounding sleep system to bring it to you. I've been testing it out for coming up on 6 to 7 weeks now. And here's what I can tell you. I can tell you that I wake refreshed every single day. I can tell you that for the first time in my life, I wake before my alarm every single day. I can tell you that me, completely out of shape because I sit on my butt too much, doing stuff like this, can jump on a bike now and ride 15 miles hard with really no problems. Now, that was definitely not my experience before the grounding sleep system. 10 miles and I'd be huffing and really exhausted. I come home and it's no big deal. I can tell you that when I do work out hard, the next day, my body feels fantastic. I can tell you that my attitude has improved. I can tell you that there are infections that I've been dealing with in my body, little small skin things that have just magically disappeared since I've been doing this. And I can tell you that using this in conjunction with great nutrients like bioactive copper from Global Healing, which is going to give my body the opportunity to be more attractive to those electrons. And by taking in the home-brewed holy water every day, which I do like religion, folks, I'm such a water snob right now. I bring my own water to restaurants when I go out. I do. I'm not drinking that stuff coming out of the tap. Are you kidding me? It's bad enough. A little bit's probably going to be in the food. But I'm drinking my water. There ain't no water better than the water I make every single day. And I don't go through all this trouble and pain to be healthy so I can then pollute myself. You know what I'm saying? I can tell you that these synergize, the home-brewed holy water, the grounding sleep system, the earthing habit, the healthy habits, breaking that addiction with your phone, all of these things synergize. And I can tell you we have something great on the horizon as well. At Dr. Artis's, Dr. Group's Microsomal EDTA, boom, we can prove that it's every bit as effective as intravenous administration of EDTA when it comes to chelation, getting heavy metals out of the body. I can prove that. How? Because I've tested it. And we're going to share that with you as well. That'll be, I'm sure, in April. I have a few more tests coming in. Test results coming in, I should say. But the idea is we have something exciting coming. Yeah, that's right. We are getting love off the canvas and getting love back into this fight. It's time for love, logic, and light to win again. And how do we get there? By testing. By testing our own hypotheses, by testing our own points of view, by testing products, by testing and figuring out and going, wait, I feel like I'm missing something here. What am I missing? I'm missing an opportunity to help people. How am I missing that opportunity? Because that's 8 hours of sleep where they're still immersed in EMFs. How can I help this? We got to do better than just turning off the router, which is key. We got to do better than this phone being at least 6 feet away from the bed and put on airplane mode, which is key, or better yet, turned off. These are key things. But can we do better? Yes, we can do better. Mother Earth is healing. Our connection to her is essential. She is our greatest shield. She is our healer. She is our great healer. So it would make sense for us to be connected with her for hours at a time, uninterrupted, when we are desiring to heal. George Mikofsky has said this. Clint Ober has made it a reality. And people like him, I don't want to just reduce earthing and this entire wonderful movement to just Clint Ober, but big high five to Clint Ober, right? Let's not take away from him either. And let's give credit where credit is due. Thank God that these people have done their part of this so that some crazy nut job like me can come in with an idea and say, okay, we already have that. We don't have to build that industry. It's there. This is great. This is in our advantage. This is by divine design. So your sleep system is simply this, folks. On your mattress, you are going to put a hypoallergenic, waterproof, mold-resistant cover on your mattress. Why? Because if you don't have any mold in there, you don't want any. And if you do, you want to trap it in there. Okay? On top of that, you are going to put a earthing, a grounding mat. We recommend the one we have tested is from grounding.com. It's an elite, it's called the elite mattress cover, or at least, excuse me, elite grounding mat, forgive me. On top of that, you're going to put a grounding sheet. And now you're going to take 80% of your skin. You're going to, you know, hopefully you sleep completely unencumbered. But if you do need to have some clothes on, that you're going to expose about 80% of your skin to be in contact with the sleep system. And then with a flat sheet, comforter, whatever you put on top, you want to put on top. I recommend linen if you can afford it. But you put that on top. And now your body is in contact with the grounding device. And at night, your grounding sleep system ensures that you're not breathing in mold from your mattress, ensures that you are grounded and connected to Mother Earth, ensures that your absolute AC voltage is going to drop to zero all night long, and that your DC voltage is going to become increasingly negative until it gets steady state, so that you can acquire electrons essential for biochemical functions. You're going to feed your body everything it needs to heal while you sleep, because that's when most of the healing does occur. We're going to be talking about this in much more detail on March 27th at healingfortheages.com. And I'm going to be talking about this throughout the year. This is a topic we're going to keep coming back to until you get it, because it involves healthy habits with our phones, healthy habits with our computer, and how we can reconnect with Mother Earth as the great healer she is to us all. Now we can have something special, a plan. We're dealing with this 5G nonsense and disabling yet another bioweapon of theirs. And I hope that's exciting for you, because that's exciting for me, knowing that we have real solutions that we can celebrate with you that work, and we know they work because we've tested them. All right, healers, that's all we got for today. What I want to say to you is thank you so much for all the love and support and all the feedback and all the communications. We aren't always going to agree on everything. That's okay. That's not a prerequisite for us being family. You know what I mean? Keep sending stuff to me. I may not agree with you all the time. That's okay. I'm still grateful that you're thinking, you're trying to help. I appreciate it immensely. All right. And I'm going to do my best to always bring the best I know to you, and do it in a way that you can trust that my heart's in the right place always. That's my job, to earn your trust in you every single day. And I'm open to making sure that job is realized. So may God shine his divine light down upon us all, everyone we love, and surround us in the protection of his warm and healing embrace. Dr. Henry Ely for Energetic Health Institute and for Looking for Healing Radio. And I'm wishing you all a beautiful day wherever you may be. And I say to you, aloha and adios.